Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. How you doing?
Not too bad. Can't complain. How about you?
I'm doing all right. All right. There's another episode. Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard. My brother, Ro. And tonight's topic is relationship downfall. Who is responsible? So this was Ro's topic. Well, Ro and G-Man's topic. So right now he's muted out. As far as they can, Ro will be able to explain the topic a little bit better. What's going on to my teammate Queen Donatella?
Queen to be.
You're so stupid. You want to explain the topic?
Oh, well, basically, it just, when you're looking at the downfall of a relationship, do you look at it as the person who checked out, or is it the person that's bringing little to the relationship? Because there's two sides to that. Because the one that's checked out could say, hey, you brought nothing of value to make me want to be here in this relationship. But on the flip side, the other person could say, well, you brought 100% of things that doesn't matter to me in a relationship. So what matters to me in a relationship, you didn't bring that. So it made me not want to fully invest in this. So then who's really to blame in this? Who's playing more of a bigger role? If that makes sense. Okay. Hope I didn't confuse everybody.
Yeah. No, No. So, what's your thought on it?
I want to say I think it kind of depends on the person and or the relationship, not the person, but the relationship. It's how it's how I look at it. What's going
what
on?
Talking about? No, we need you to drop down. We need you to drop down. Drop out.
I don't know how to use this app, so how do I drop out?
Like, you gotta, like...
That's, fam, I'm asking. How do you drop out? What is, like...
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not sure.
I just made it today, that's why. I'm new to it.
I'm not, you good. We're going to get through it together, because I'm not sure either. I ain't going to lie to you.
Thank you.
Well, since you're here in the meantime, what are your thoughts on this? In the relationship that ends, who plays a bigger role? The person that checks out of the relationship or the person that brings too little?
I mean, everyone's relationship is, you know, it's different. So, you know, I think when you say who is responsible for the downfall, I think in a relationship, if you're talking about like a relationship, I think both people should be responsible for the, like, both should be equally responsible for the for the whole thing. And that's my take on it. Because if you just put one person is not supposed to be above the other. You're supposed to be equal. So we should share the blame equally. That's how I see it. Because if you like, you're saying like somebody, the other person is responsible for the downfall of what's going on. You're basically saying that you ain't do nothing wrong. And you trying to like dodge accountability, basically. In my eyes, that's all I see.
Oh, okay. Cause you know, when you think about it, you have the one person, as we mentioned earlier, the one that checks out will say, "Well, the other person didn't bring enough to keep them in it." But then on the flip side, the other person that's bringing little will say, well, the things you're doing isn't the things that matter more to me in a relationship, so I can't fully get invested into it, if that makes sense.
I understand, so then, but...
Yeah, you know, so there's like a...
Yeah.
Hold that thought.
I understand what you're saying, but
yeah.
But like in the same on the same token, like type, you know, oh, I do something for you. I'm doing all this for you in a relationship, and you don't appreciate it. And oh, now I'm in my feelings, and I don't want to be in a relationship because you don't appreciate the things I do for you, and you feel like that what I'm doing is the bare minimum and I should be doing more for you and da 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 da. So there's you have that, you know, that like that's, you know, that's also
it's like,
well, I don't know, like it's like I feel like there's no like answer because it's like a question and everyone is different, and so it's like I don't know how Dr. Phil does. I don't know how he do it.
See, that's gonna be the beauty of this topic, that because to your point, it varies relationship to relationship, person to person, where it give you a good insight to other people's psyche when it comes to their relationship or how they view a relationship.
Yeah.
But we do have two.
Yep.
All you have to do is press end, hit the telephone button, the red telephone button.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Donatella, thank you. If I'm saying your name right.
My bad, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. I won't even think about it.
First, my bad. Let me say, very rude of me. Grand evening, G. Grand evening, Ro. Grand evening, she.
Grand evening.
How you
doing, Donatella?
You know the way I speak to you, queen.
Stupid. You silly. But you did say you was going to say it like that every time. So.
Yeah, every time.
Mm-hmm.
I try my best.
I see that. Okay.
But yeah.
Because I forgot about him pressing that red phone. I just don't want to, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, once I upload it, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
That's why. Because I forgot to turn the request off, and that's how he got in. So
basically, you use a gatekeeper of passwords.
That's what that other nigga said. Let's get on topic. You about to get me in trouble.
Yeah. So back to this relationship thing.
Yeah.
I think
I never did get to hear your point of view on it.
Well, I think it depends on the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the person.
Oh, okay.
Or the people, I should say. Yeah. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that everybody holds blame in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, more blame will probably fall on the person who's communicating less. It's hard for somebody to give you what you're looking for in a relationship if you're not telling them or telling the person you with the things that you need. Everybody can't give you everything that you want. You know, this isn't a perfect world. You're not going to have a perfect relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody can try to give you 100 and you may have to settle for that 80. To 90, you know, maybe 85. Yeah. But it also I believe is that you have to communicate. You know, the things, your likes, dislikes, what's your hards and your sauce. I do apologize for everything. I'm coming live from the piss bucket mobile, so I do apologize.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's how I mean, for my take on it, you know. What say you, though?
Because, I mean, when we talked about it the other day, I think I went with the one that, I guess did, you know what I'm saying, did the least amount. Yeah, did the least amount of work. Because, I mean, but basically, you know what I'm saying, to what you said, you're not going to get everything from, you know what I'm saying, from that one person or whatever. And, I mean, I think you hit all the, like, really, you hit all the key points. It would have been the same thing I would have said on that, as far as with that subject. You know what I'm saying with that?
Yeah.
But then it's still one of those things where, you know, a person can look at a situation and feel like they're doing 100. But really, in actuality, they're only giving you 60 or 50.
True.
So it's like, I guess, you know, where you have to have communication. You got to be able to talk to the other person, let the other person know what you're looking for and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes another thing that can come into play can be, oh, sorry, you said what now?
No, I was say, because, you know, shit, I've been married 3 times. So, you know, the first, you know what I'm saying, that second one, it was like, really no communication. I'm gonna be honest with you, it was like barely none. But I thought I was doing a lot, but obviously I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Because what I wasn't giving her, I guess, she was getting it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it don't be like, a lot of times it don't be the sex part, it just be the intimacy. So you know what I'm saying? And with her, it really wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't really like that. So that's why I said you can feel like you're doing 100, but in actuality your ass is doing like 50. Strong 45.
And to piggyback off that, say that you can say with that 100, the selfishness in people, they will believe that they are giving you 100%.
Oh, you moved out again. Oh, I want to thank everyone that's in here right now. Queen Donatella. 61, and I can't say the other one. I don't know her name. What you was gonna say?
Yeah, I said that you know, you can look at it like sometimes you feel like you're getting 100%. But because you are the person you with may be selfish to where they feel like they give you 100 and they actually not. Because the situations, you're putting yourself first instead of the relationship. And sometimes it could be a subconscious thing that's being done. And they're not consciously doing it.
Yeah.
So then you also have that thing where you got to decide, like, okay, was this on purpose? Was this not on purpose? To which then you may feel like you have the conversation with the person. They say no, you know, be like, no, that's something you making up in your mind. That's not what that is. You know, and you're like, nah, I think that's what you're doing. No, it's not. So then, and now this person may go, well, you know what? I may need to start pulling back because I feel like you're not giving me what you said that you was going to give me, you know, in that time, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, you also have that as well, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I ain't think about it like that either. So.
Yeah. You still there?
Yeah, I had to step away for a minute.
Alright. I think my my signal had dipped out on me. As I'm driving down the road, do apologize, everyone.
Well, we got a message.
Hey you guys. I had a question. So what's like the scenario? What's the question that's being posed?
So it's like, who holds the blame in a relationship ending? Is it the person that checks out, or is it the person that is doing too little? Because the person that checks out, they may feel like they're not getting what they need from the other person. But then on the flip side, the other person feels the same way. So it's like, well, I feel like you're checking out on me, so I can't really give you all of me. And so that person may start stepping back. So then it's more so like, how do you look at it, you know, based on the different scenarios, the person, and just to see, you know, how everybody view it differently.
But the end result is, if the person that's taking a step back is going to be the same, basically the same as the person that gave little, because now at this point you didn't step, you know what I'm saying? You're not, the person that was, that felt like they was giving 100, they're not giving 100 anymore. So in the end, both, I feel like, not when you think about it, to me, both parties are at fault for the downfall of the relationship. Oh, I think you lost signal again. So I hope that, you know, that that example that Ro gave kind of helps out a little bit. Because like I said, the original topic was longer, so we tried to shorten it down. But we knew we was going to have to explain. But yeah, I feel, like I said, I don't know if you had, went out when I said that, what I said, but I felt like once that other person, that, you know, takes a step back or two or whatever, they just the same as the person that wasn't giving that much in the beginning anyway. So then, I mean, I feel like at some point, both parties are going to be at fault. But see, that also leads to what we were saying before, as far as like, you got to have communication. You have to.
Yeah, my initial thought is that it's both. But when it comes to the person who was giving 100 from the jump, when you give 100, I feel like it should not be dependent on what another person does. Like if you give love in a certain way, like, you're not taking love away now because they done did something that you are questioning. If anything, like, it should be just because that's who you are. Ultimately, communication should be established to let them know, hey, I'm having an issue with this, that, the third. You keep doing you, but when it's time to go and you realize, nah, I'm good on this, you just go. Like, you leave it. I don't think you should ever compromise.
If you want to spin the block and give us, if you had any more to that message. But yeah, I agree with that also. But like I said, you know, like we both said, basically all of us said the same thing. You got to have communication. Because you're not going to know what the other person is not, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they're not giving if you don't tell them. So if you're not, you know what I'm saying, having that hard conversation, then what's the point?
You know, I think that's another thing. I think a lot of people don't want to have that hard conversation because they're not willing to walk away from the relationship, whether it be what they invested into it. I'm not saying once they get to the end, but when you are in the middle, or, you know, when it's starting to get to that point. It's like, well, this been the ride, so I'm just going to go ahead and finish coasting this out. Or, you know what, bump it. I'll go ahead and start entertaining somebody else, or whatever the case is. Instead of just having that conversation, you know, you have to be willing to know that this could end, you know, because both parties should be happy. And if one isn't happy, there's no need in holding the other person hostage there.
That's true. I agree. But a lot of times we hold on. But see, like I said, let me put a correction on it. That somebody said one time before that I stole something. Somebody, when I know I didn't. Like Tyler Perry said in one of his plays or something like that, it was like sometimes we hold on to something too long. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you only, sometimes a person is only supposed to be in your life for a season. And that's the problem. Sometimes we trying to hold them motherfuckers for two or three seasons. And they don't, and it's not, sometimes it's not meant to be that way.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like, yeah, you have that hard conversation, and you sit down and you talk about it, and you let that other person know what you're not getting, or whatever it is that they're not doing, or whatever. And then, you know, make a decision from there. But a lot of that message.
Yeah, I was saying compromise, like, who you are. I don't feel like a person has to compromise themselves if it's not working out the way that they thought it would. But also, it's like, are we talking about, like, is this a relationship? Is this a marriage? Because I think when it comes to marriage, I feel like it's not always going to be happy. Like, I've never been married. But my assumptions about marriage are that it is not going to be a happy ride the whole time. And that there are going to be some spells where there is, you're just not on the same page. But I still feel like you should be able to communicate that. Like,
yeah. Well, I've been married, and like the old, like, you know what I'm saying, like the old people used to say. And some probably still do. Marriage is what you make out of it. I mean, you're going to have your good days. You're going to have your bad days. To me, I feel like, and this is my opinion, that, you know what I'm saying, when you, like, you treat every day like, I'm trying to think how I'm going to say this. Basically treat every day as day one. You know what I'm saying? You take it day by day. You know what I'm saying? You want to make today better than yesterday. You know what I mean? And just go from there. Take it day by day. Because, like I said, being married, there are good days, there are bad days, there are days that you love that person, and there are days that, you know, you sometimes you don't, you love them, but you don't really like them like that. You have those days. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? But it's just one of the things where you just have to put the work in. Just like, you know what I'm saying? A relationship, I feel like, but a marriage is, it's a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, just putting the work in.
Yeah. As someone that hasn't been married as well, I would have to follow your lead on this one. I would just assume that that would be the same thing. I know the type of person that I am. You know, I'd rather have the conversation with this. Talk about it, you know. If I feel like it's something off, I'm gonna let you know I feel like it's something off. I don't believe in wasting my time or your time. You know, I don't think that it's a bad thing to say that. I don't think it's something that's being, that you say it to somebody like, well, this the end. It's more like a, hey, you know, if you're not feeling this or you need a break, cool, we can take a break, regroup. We can spin the block on it, see what happened. You know, we can do that. We can go get some counseling if you want to. I mean, however you feel what we need to do to try to work on this, if that is something. But there is no need to try to say that we're going to work on it. And it's like we're two boxers. We got to be in the ring together. And so we can't figure this out if I'm in the ring shadow boxing and you didn't even come to the arena. I'm the only one fighting for this. You know, where are you? So in that moment it's like, yeah, you know, then we might just go ahead and call it. But you have to fight for it, you know, to your point. It's like it's always going to be those ups and downs in any relationship.
Yep.
You know, at least that's how I look at it anyway, you know.
Yeah, I mean, been married 3 times. Well, technically 2 times. You know what I'm saying? You know, divorce, stuff like that. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I didn't fight. Like I didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest. I did enough to get by. In my second marriage, I did enough to get by. And I was basically matching her energy. She was doing enough to get by, I was doing enough to get by. It just wasn't, you know what I'm saying? We sat down and had the hard conversation. And it was like, you know, we decided that it probably would be better for us to go ahead and end it. But the thing was, she didn't really think I would leave. But then I left. So, but we got a message.
Yeah, I think something I've been more aware of lately is that, you know, as people, we are going to change. Just getting older, having more life experiences, sometimes a person goes through a change and you don't necessarily know what the future is going to look like, and so you're trying to make decisions based on what's happening right now, because it's a scary thing. I think that would be my thing. Like, I would be nervous. I feel like I'd be nervous. But really, like, I don't know. Like, what do you do when you feel like alone? Like, that's a scary thing.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I don't know what... I think you find yourself in a... I don't want to say a vulnerable position. I think it's like a... It's like, it would be like being in a room with the light off. But you don't know where the light switch is at, and the other person knows where the light switch is at, because you're coming into their world. You're trying to figure out what's going on with them, so you can try to figure out what needs to be done here. And they open up the door to their room, to what's going on with them, somewhat, close the door, and it's dark, and you are searching and trying to figure out, and they just moving and shifting. So to your point, yeah, you so in that moment, I think it feel like that. I guess that would be like the alone feeling that I would have. It's uneasy. It's you know, you're looking for that light to get you through it, and you have to try to figure out how to do it. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't. We blame it on the fact that I'm driving.
No, but I'm gonna be honest with you. Before I play this next message, if I'm in the room and it's dark and I can't see and she's shifting, I'm just gonna pull my phone out, use my flashlight. Message.
For right now, I think the thing that I would do is I would just wait. Because I feel like I want to be somebody that's married once. And, yeah. One thing I can do is wait. So, yeah, I think I would probably just wait that situation out, whatever it is. Because I don't know what's going to happen.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But like I said, I use the light for my phone. I don't like being in the. I don't mind being in the dark, but if it's like that and she moving, I just need the light in my phone to walk out the door.
Well, that's the thing, though. You don't have access to the light, so you don't have the phone. Because in this world, in this situation, you know that you're trying to work on it or try to figure out what's going on. You don't know what's going on with her. Or vice versa, she may not know what's going on with you, depending on whose room is who's being accessed to the room. So it's what's going on within them internally. So it's like they letting you in, but they keeping you shut out at the same time. See, it's this is their thing. So they know how to move around this dark room. You don't. So it's like, hey, I'm trying to work on this with you. They say, yeah, we're gonna work on it. But we're supposed to be working on it, but I don't know how we're supposed to do this when you keep shifting on me. I mean, turn the light on. I can't do it because you're not telling me how we can do it.
You're breaking up.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Oh, the back roads.
Yeah. I mean, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, why even go in the room?
If you're trying to work on a relationship or you want to stay and wait it out to see how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to sit around. You don't want to be wasting your time away. So let's say it's a 5-year relationship, and you sitting here waiting, and these last 2 years you've been trying to figure this thing out, and this person hadn't been trying to figure it out with you. That's 2 years that you can't get back until they decide that they want to actually tell you what's going on, or be like, okay, they actually putting their best foot forward to work on whatever it is they need to work on.
Mm-hmm. But if you know, okay, you said this is a This is okay. This was a 5-year relationship. So in year one, you knew that he or she is the type of person that they don't let you in. And why be there for another 4 years?
Well, what if you didn't know that though? Because everything was gumdrops and lollipops. Everything was good. You know, It started to hit that. It hadn't flatlined, but to the point of the top, it's like it started to have. You started to hit those walls in your relationship.
Oh, okay.
Around that year three, so now it's like okay, I'm seeing this, and then now he or she is hitting that dip on you, that fading out on you.
Mm-hmm.
So then to the point, it's like okay, well now I've invested 3 years in this. I really don't want it to end. So let's see what we can do with this, if possible.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, messages.
Yeah, messages.
Right. Like you're waiting on the person to illuminate. What is it? To enlighten you, to light up the room to what's going on and to try to be able to move forward. So it's really, you're waiting on them, because sometimes a person, they don't know how to express certain things to you. Like they may not have the words to say.
Okay. Did you hear that message?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay. All right. My other teammate is here. It's Cheesecake.
Hey, hey, it's your girl, Miss Cheesecake, coming through clapping, tapping, showing love. Everybody in the chat, make sure y'all follow and share. Relationship downfall. Who is responsible? What's going on, teammate? G in the house. We got Ro. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room.
Appreciate it.
What's going on? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to play the last one so we can go ahead and round it out.
If I knew year one, it wouldn't even, honestly, I don't even think I could do a year of that, of dealing with somebody who wouldn't let me in. Because I'm a very straightforward communicator. I may be nervous to communicate something sometimes, but no, I'm always open. You can ask me anything. Whoever I'm with, yeah, it's like, there shouldn't be any reason for that. Other than the fact that maybe they're not used to it, but they gotta catch up to speed, come up to speed real quick.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay, you say you're open book. How do you pronounce your name? Before we get back into the topic, because I didn't want to say her name wrong. Now we can go ahead and move on to the topic.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm driving, so I really can't see it either. And I don't have my glasses on.
Yeah, I even got my glasses on, period. So I don't know. But that's why I asked the question, because I'm like, even though the downfall of it might be at year three, you're gonna see some signs in year one. Even though everything is like good. But with that good, there is gonna be some bad. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about it, when you first get in a relationship, it's always the first 6 months. For some, it's that the whole year. You know what I'm saying? The year two is when you start seeing the cracks or whatever. But in some relationships, you see them. You see them within the first, might be the first 6 months. But that back end. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just choose not to see him, but you see him.
Do you think they ignore it because it's like, you know what, everybody have their thing, you know,
that they
bring to a relationship. So maybe these little things you bring in, it isn't a hard for me. It's like a soft, so I can like kind of deal with it. Yeah. So bump it, we can slide past it.
Because what happens is what you think, then that's when the shit is overwhelming.
Yeah.
That'd be the thing. People have like certain, like you said, certain things, certain quirks or whatever, and it don't bother you. Like you see it initially, oh, that's, you know, that's kind of cute or whatever, and then by year two, that shit ain't cute no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just kind of aggravating at this point. But then you feel like you've invested. I'm invested, but you really only invested, like, I guess 2 years. I'm going to say 2 years or whatever, if I said by year two. So it's like, but it gets worse. It doesn't get better. It gets worse. And then you try your own way to try to communicate that these little things now are like turning into big things. So that's why I say, if it's a situation like that, I agree. I don't think I can make it past the first year.
Yeah, I agree. If it's something up front, then yeah, I agree with both of y'all.
But I also understand the truth.
Yeah, nah, I will let you know though. I'll be like, hey, look, you know that thing you do right there? Yeah, that is not gonna work for me. I'm sorry, that's not gonna work.
And see,
whatever it may be.
But then I agree with you. A lot of times, you don't. So then, in a lot of situations, you don't get the person; you get the representative.
Yeah.
And then you don't get that real person until, like, you know what I'm saying, year three of a 5 year relationship. You know, 5 year relationship, year three. So.
Yeah. She'll meet Leroy, and then next week, no goddamn Leroy show up. You'll be Leroy like, "Leroy, what's this side up. Of you?
What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this?" Oh, we got two of them. Got two of them.
My name, the tag down there is who is Zach, but Zakia. That's what that part stands for. So Zakia.
Okay.
Nice,
I didn't
want
to say your. I didn't want to say your name wrong. I've got another message.
Right. See, it's never gonna be. I got into a marriage with somebody who can't communicate. No. You're one.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, relationships are hard enough as it is, and then. You got somebody that won't talk, let you know what's going on with them. You getting aggravated, and then they turn around and then they mad at you. And you like, what you mad at me for? You the one not talking. Like, you gotta tell me what's going on with you. You know.
But then you also have people. You have the ones that can't communicate, and then they communicate with the other person. Tell the person what their grievances are or how they feel about certain things, about what that other person is not bringing to the relationship, marriage, whatever. But then that person still doesn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, or they'll do it for a little while, then stop. Give it a strong week. But by week two, back to doing the same old bullshit. So after a while, that gets aggravating. Because you have the person that's communicating and telling that other person, their significant other or whatever, how they feel about certain things, you know what I'm saying? And they act like they listening. But to me, if you do it today, but don't do it tomorrow or the following day, you was never listening. You only did it for that person to basically shut the fuck up, really.
Yeah. True. So then, would it be, because, you know, sometimes you run across some people that it just, they not noticing that they doing it, not realizing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you be like, okay, I feel like you purposely doing this, and then you have the conversation, you're like, well, okay, well, no, I feel like you're genuine, you're not purposely doing it, but subconsciously, you just keep doing this for some goddamn reason, you know?
Yeah.
So then, to your point, you'd be like, well, you know what, I'm tired of going to this theme park. I know all the rides. I know where the concession stands at. I know all the employees. I know the part-time help. Like, I'm just going to sit in the parking lot on this one. You go ahead. I'm not riding the rides tonight. I just don't feel like it.
That's
and
like
then you find yourself starting to fall back.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's like listening to the same song on repeat. Yeah, hey, she's okay the first time around. When you get about the 7th, 8th time, oh, okay, we need to change the goddamn song. This shit getting on my nerves.
Now, the question I do have, though, what if you with somebody and this, like, oversharing, like, too much information? At what point do you say, okay, cool, this is everything that going on that's bothering you, do you go like, damn, so what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that I need to change all of this? You know, is it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the best way to put it. Is it more like overload of information of what's going on and what's affecting you? Could that also lead to somebody falling back like, you know what, there's no way I can fix all of this about me that's bothering you?
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, it shouldn't have a number on it, but hell, if it's more than goddamn 4 things, then you know what I mean, like, damn, at this point I ain't the motherfucker you should be with. I'm just saying, because you want that person to change their whole being at that point. When you feel like you said, you feel like it's an overload, and it's like, but to some, an overload is 2 things. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you know, some people it's like, you know, it might be 2 small things, and to the other person, it's like, damn, you want me to be something I'm not, and it's only like 2 small things. So, I mean, it all depends on how the other person perceives it, I guess. But I just feel like if it's more than 4 or 5, I'll give it 5 things.
Yeah.
More than 5, then you might need to wrap. You might need to take your basketball, get your bag, and go play on somebody else's court. I mean, I'm for real. Okay, we got another message.
That's a good question, because I will get overwhelmed. And that's crazy, but yes, I will get overwhelmed with the situation if I cannot solve it. Like, I'm like, you know what, this is too much. Social media has been, you know, overdone. I think I would just honestly say, okay, listen, I need, like, give me one problem. What's one problem you have? Like, versus piling all of that, you know, because it's almost like dumping your feelings on a person. I might not be the person that you need to do that with. Now it's time for me to say, okay, therapist, right?
I mean, like, see, you think about it, because you got some people, they have like this long ass list, and it'd be like, you know what I'm saying, well, give me, you know, you can be like, well, give me a couple things that you think I should, you know, you think I should work on or whatever. Then they come out with a whole goddamn notepad of shit, and it'd be like, you know what I'm saying? You eat with your mouth open, you snore, you do this and you do this,
yeah.
And it'd be like, goddamn.
Well, the first I noticed time went out when you date, eat your food up, you don't put that paper towel over your food.
Exactly. Exactly. It just be like, and you know what I mean? So let's give me the biggest thing. Okay, if you feel like I'm not, if it's the intimacy or whatever, then that, I think that's major. That's a major thing. You know what I'm saying? Not if a person snores or some shit. I mean, you know, I mean, that could be bothersome if you're the person that don't snore, but I'm just saying, you know, but if it's like something like, you know, the major stuff. Let's work on the major stuff. The small stuff, you know what I'm saying? We can work on that over time, but Let's work on the major stuff, because the major stuff is what's going to keep the relationship together, not the small stuff.
Now, what if the person say, you know what? You asked me for one thing. I don't have one thing that's major, because everything you do, I pretty much is solid on. We good. But there are some few, there are like a couple little things. And what if they made six or seven little things?
I'm going to tell you something. That's a lie. Because there's always something, it's always that one major thing in every goddamn relationship. There's always that one major thing that either she does or he does. It's
yeah.
And there is no relationship where it's not at least one major thing. So if a person says, you really don't do anything. I love you the way you are. It's because that one major thing is something that they think that other person can't fix. And feel like that's gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna be possibly the end all be all of the relationship.
I
got you. I can see that. Oh, we got another message.
And you know what? I think I feel that way because I want the thing to be successful. I want the relationship to be successful. So by them piling on, like, you know, all of these things, I'm like, wait, it almost like it takes all the hope away. But it's like, if I were to like, you know, break it down and be like, okay, what's a couple of things that could be addressed? Then I could do that.
And that's right. Pile that shit up on you. You sitting in the corner with your thumb in your mouth, wondering, questioning all your life choices as an adult in relationships and shit.
I can't believe you think about it. Yeah.
You got to think about it. You can be in one relationship, and this particular person might have. The person that you're seeing or whatever might have this one thing that you don't, that some one thing that they don't like that you do. Okay, now you know, somehow something happened, you get out of that relationship, you get into another relationship, and you get with someone else. Now they have an issue, but it's not with the same thing.
Yeah.
That the first one had. So then, you know what I'm saying? And then you, let's say that relationship don't work and you get with a third person. Now this third person see all of the bullshit that the other two people saw. You know what I'm saying? Come, you know? So now you sitting there looking sad as shit. Damn, I ain't know I was that bad of a person.
True. But what if it's like a, hey, you know, I don't want to pile on you. It's nothing major, you know, a couple of small things. But, you know, since you asked me, you remember when we was at my sister's, you know, her baby's birthday party. When little Quay Quay brought out all the color books for all of the color, I noticed that you didn't outline and, you know, you kind of like start coloring outside the pink one. I feel like that shows that you really not financial responsibility at all you have. So what do you say to that?
Okay. I will walk away. That means that person is petty as shit, and I will walk away from that relationship. The hell, coloring inside lines going, I got to do with anything. What does that have anything to do with your, you know, with your financial stability?
Because,
where does that even go
because the person, I mean, the person, he or she could be saying, hey, look, you know, it's nothing major that we can't fix, you know, that you can't work on. It's just something small.
So we just going to be sitting around most of the time and coloring and coloring books? No.
No, you was just at the little kid party, you know, you at the party, everybody may tend to color, you know.
I'm trying to figure out what that got to do with financial stability, though.
because you teeter outside the line. You're not responsible enough to outline that penguin like you should have. Because had you done that, you wouldn't have colored outside the line.
Oh, you
it's a guideline. It helps you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You
and I kind of noticed that when you asked me for that $20 because your account was in the negative. Had you stayed within the lines of the boundaries, you know, you could have had 32 cents in your account, and I still would have shot you that cash, but you wouldn't have been in the negative.
I think at that point, I had to take that coloring book and throw it at the wall and walk away. At that point. Because now I'm confused.
Touché. Just ask.
Now I'm confused. You know? We got another message.
You know what? That, I would laugh. Because I really couldn't take that seriously.
Exactly.
And I have dry humor too, so I'm definitely going to think it's a joke. But if they like being for real about it, I'd be like, well, it was a kids' party. I didn't want mine to look as good as the kids. You know, I didn't want to outdo nobody, outshine the birthday girl or the birthday boy. So, yeah. But if they taking it serious for real, like, I'm going to look at them sideways for sure. And I'm going to let them know, too. I'm looking at you sideways.
I'm going to be honest with you. If somebody was to tell me that, my first thought is, serial killer. Because I don't correlate. I can't correlate color within the lines and financial stability. I can't. Like, that would be serial killer vibes to me. Like, I would get up and leave. Like, I wouldn't even. I'd be like, fuck this kid's party. I'm out. You know what I mean? Like, cooking balloons and all type of shit as I leave. Because, I mean, I can't do this.
You want to pop balloons while you walking out? Yeah, that's how you're going to do the
exactly. I'm going to pop the balloons on the way out.
I mean, it's like, I joke side though. It's like, I guess it's one of them, you're listening to somebody as they are telling you the things that you do or don't do. And that's the other side of what that other person may be sitting there like, are you serious right now? Like,
yeah, well, especially when it's small.
I don't see myself doing those type of things. So now we roll back to, okay, so maybe it's maybe the person, the one that's asking these small, well, telling you about the small stuff. Yeah, it may be like a over the top thing for them. But at the same time, maybe it's because what's small to you isn't small to them, but they still don't see it as something major though. They don't see it as major, but it's just, it's small enough to where it's like I ain't aggravated by it, but you know, it's like you need some stability in your life, and I just want to help guide you to it.
Because
at the rate
you're
going, you're going to be on that caboose at the rate you're going.
Oh my God! The rate you're going, you're gonna end up in a trailer with no lights and no water, taking a piss and shit in a bucket.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Taking shots of Jack and Coke, looking at butt crack. That's about all you got. <You're stupid. laughs> But all jokes aside, though, yeah. I mean,
exactly.
It's one of those that just I don't know. It's like you sit there because you're trying to look at it from both sides as the person that's receiving these, look, if it's something small or major, then you also cross your mind like, well, how long was you holding this? You know?
Yeah.
And now now the other person may want to pull back and say, nah, I only said it because you asked me. But you had to have been holding this because you fired it off like too quick. You know, to what you said earlier. Where,
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, just like what you guys said earlier, where, you know, they actually, then they whip out a notepad of shit that they already been waiting on this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But they hit you with that, well, I really don't have nothing, but since you brought it up.
Since you brought it up.
Just start rattling it off. Yeah.
Exactly. Or you have I don't know if we even brought up this dynamic. You have the one person that tells the other person the stuff that, you know, bothers them with that person or whatever, and that person that's receiving it is looking and saying, well, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Because you have those. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, and then, me, and then now you sitting there like, nah, you do it because I seen you do it. I'm telling you that you do it. Nah.
Exactly. That ain't what happened. Nah, I don't know.
But it is what happened.
Fake news. That's fake news. And they ignore what that you, because you're trying to communicate, even if it's something major or something small, they trying to communicate what it is that's bothering them or that's putting stress on the relationship, and you're sitting there not receiving it.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, sometimes it is the person don't really know they be doing it, and then you have on the other end of the spectrum that they know they doing it. Not purpose, but they know they doing it. But my thing is, if a person brings something to you that they feel is, you know what I'm saying, that's important to them, I feel like if you're in a relationship with that person, you should take what they say seriously. That's just my opinion. And even if you don't see it, you know what I'm saying, look at it from their point of view. Because a lot of times in relationships, we don't do that. We don't look at it. We only look at it from one side. We don't look at it, try to look at it from their side. Oh, we got a message.
Yeah, that's why addressing things, like there's a time and a place. Like, that timing is everything. So, like, for something, like, when it comes to intimacy, things going on in the bedroom, for me personally, I'm gonna say something right then and there, because I don't think there's any other way for us to get better or to like there's no other time where we can really address that. Yeah, we could probably talk about it. I don't know, when else are we gonna be really talking about that? Like, maybe like I don't know, depending on what type of conversation you're having throughout the day, maybe addressing some things. But I really feel strongly about addressing that, like that specifically, in the moment. And not in no harsh way either.
I agree with that. But, that is, I mean, I want to say that, you know, especially being, you know, I've been married so many times. I hate I keep saying that. But that's a big thing, like just the intimacy part. And if you like, okay, let's say you're with a person that likes to be touched, like, you know, holding hands, the cuddling and all the other stuff, but you're not that person that does that stuff, that'll put a major strain on a relationship. Because, I mean, it could be to a certain point to where that other person, to go back to what you said in the beginning, as far as, you know, one person can't give you everything. So that makes people go out to get what they're not getting at home. Instead of just holding a hand or, you know, meet her, you know, at least try to meet that person, he or she, halfway.
Oh yeah.
So. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
But I think that's one of the biggest things. Definitely marriage.
Yeah. I know intimacy wise, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being serious as all possible. Mm-hmm. I will hold your hand and all this stuff. But when it's time for me to go to sleep, I sleep better if I'm holding your titty in my hand. I'm just saying. that's my personal intimacy thing, you know. If that ain't for you, then cool. I don't know how we gonna work, but
I think that was more than, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I think that's more than I wanted to hear, but okay, I got you. I understand where you're going with it.
But it's the thing, though. Sometimes in life, you just have to take what's given to you and learn from it. And that's just what it is, you know? I really have nothing else behind it.
What was given to us? Because you said that you like to go sleep with titty in hand. I mean, what does
because we're talking about, intimacy, and so
yeah.
Well, you didn't have intimacy, so
no. But you said you was giving. Who are you giving back to? Are you giving back to us, or are you just talking about in general?
I mean, I'm giving to the world. So as everybody,
giving to the world.
Everybody in general. And generally speaking, you know, they go along with what y'all saying in that moment. But in the moment, you have that conversation like, hey, this ain't my thing. Cool. So, you're just going to do this until I fall asleep and then you're going to move my hand over.
Oh, shit.
It's not a grope up type deal, you know.
Yeah.
Cause then it's like, how do you have that conversation? You know, not just that, but just saying, just in general.
Just like I'm saying, like you just had the conversation, like just the way you said it. Huh?
But I'm like sleepy, so we can still have that conversation.
Uh-huh. See, that's supposed to be in that, you know what I'm saying, once you get past that get to know you phase type thing, like when you know what I'm saying. When you're like at that point to where it progresses and it goes into like as far as sexual or whatever, I think that's when you're supposed to say that. Then you don't wait till you get in the bed and then put your hand on the thing and be like, "That's how that's the only way I can go to sleep." But let her know.
Well, the way you just said you made it sound creepy. The way you said it, this ain't no sexual harassment case on the job. This is like the person that you with.
You just drop that on the table and say, hey, everybody, this is what it is. So I mean,
I didn't think about it until y'all started talking about intimacy, you know.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not knocking it. I was just saying I just felt like that's something that's a conversation that you have before.
Well, the thing about it is I'm comfortable, what if
she's a person
who I am, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying though, but what if okay, you don't talk about it until that moment, until you know that very first moment or whatever. But what if she's a person that's don't like to be touched, or as far as you know what I'm saying, at night she gets hot and stuff like that, and she don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why I said I feel like that should be communicated before.
Yeah, you should tell me that up front so we don't waste each other's time. Because,
well, she's not going to randomly say, well, you know, you would have to initiate and say, well, this is how I like to go, you know what I'm saying? This is how I like to go to sleep. And then from there, she would respond with, okay, I'm cool with that, or I don't like to be touched.
Right, right. And,
you know what I mean?
So, essentially, it's like, you remember on remember, what was the movie? Was it Love Jones?
That the one with
when they would Nia Long, when they went to go eat?
Nia Long. Yeah.
And what you call and what you call just randomly told her, yeah, you know, I don't wear drawers.
it's how you say it. It's not what you know,
not
say
like that, because he was stuffing he was in there eating and shit, but not like that. But I'm just saying like hey, you know, this is how I like to sleep, you know. I'd rather we had a conversation before.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, how I would say it, how I would spin it would be, you ask her the question. How does she sleep? I mean, how does she like to sleep at night? Do she like to sleep on the side, stuff like that? And then that opens that door for you to say, well, this is how I go to sleep. And then she'll let you know if it's a
cool, but light. the way we're talking about it, it's still giving off that hey, it's you got Carl good. Over there and a captain that be sexually harassing everybody. It's no, giving off not. The Carl vibes.
And but that's part of communicating. But that's part of the communication part of, like, you know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, you don't want to go into that situation and then you don't talk about it. And then when you go put your hand on a titty, then she knock your hand off and you're like, well, what the fuck?
Well, she's respectful. That's a respectful lady. She it's not a titty. I sleep with a breast.
What else? Breast. Then you sleep.
Yeah, so it's a like, breast.
Well, if she say don't touch my bosom, would that work better for you too? What if she tell you that? Don't touch me.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
But don't you think like that's it's not like a you making it seem like it's a sexual harassment type thing. No, but you
No, it's the I way no, it's like, the way you saying it though. It feel like it come no, it feel like it come with a pamphlet and a video.
No, but the way you initially said it made me feel like I need a cigarette right after. I'm just saying, like no, after you finish,
But it's not a group though. It's more like a hey. It's just what's the insurance commercial?
Basically, it's your arm. Basically, it's your when you put your arm over. You know, put your arm over. I guess she's sleeping one way.
She on the side. I'm nestled behind you. You know, you like a baby bird. You just come to me like a baby bird, and I got you.
Like a baby bird. Okay.
It's gonna fall in my hand.
It's on your hand. All right. We got two messages.
You know, I was gonna say it sounds like physical touch is a like that's one of your hard yeses. Or hard no's.
Like
in terms of if someone says no, they're not into that, then you just can't, because that's something that you personally are you know, feel strongly about. So yeah, I think that makes sense then.
Right. Thank you.
Got one more.
And I think that is something, that's probably something that can be said if you guys are talking about, you know, hey, what's your love languages and stuff like that. When it comes to, you know, physical touch specifically, that could probably be mentioned at that point in time. So I do think, it can be something discussed beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sitting here joking about it, but seriously, I do say it. I say it. I let it be known. And you know what? Mm-hmm. It's not something that's like a, oh my God, this is going to end. Like, nah, that's cool. You know, I know eventually, you know what I'm saying, that I'm going to hold a titty anyway. So, that's what it is. You know?
Oh, you're so stupid.
But I'm just saying, I'm joking. Oh, seriously, I'm joking, but seriously, it's not that serious. You know, I do sleep better like that. But, hey, look, somebody don't want that. They don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for like I said, like, for some, it's, you know what I'm saying? They would accept
it's not
it
a group.
And be like, they would accept
you know
it
the best
and
way to
be
put
like,
it? Uh-huh.
No, they would accept it and be like, okay, like you just said, it's not a deal breaker. And then for some, it could be.
You know, like how you have some ladies that don't like to sleep without their bra on? You know, they don't want to be free. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know, I'm going to sleep my bra on. You know what I'm saying to you? So your back don't get itchy and you ask me to go ahead and go up under and start scratching because, you know, your strap is pressed up against you. You go ahead and take that off. My hands, the cup holders, I got you. It's like the insurance commercial. Safe hands, you know. I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for us to sleep good at night.
Yeah, I'm going to let you think about that one. I'm going to play this message.
So with that being said, that means that you are someone who would not have your own room. You know, like some couples, they have their own rooms now, and they sleep together when they want to sleep together.
Oh, hell no. I don't do roommates. That's a roommate. Oh, no.
Yeah, have separate rooms. Some of them be in the same room, but they looking like, who was it? Was it Lucy and them? They had separate beds, but they slept in the same room. It wasn't on the TV show. So you got something that's like that.
True. I'm not going to lie to you. That is not for me, though. I can't. I can't do it.
But no, because you said you can't sleep in a separate room and you can't put a hand on a titty or something. I don't know. So, I mean, that one.
I mean, well, I say that because that's something that's hard for you to sleep at night, you know, in a separate bed.
It's hard for her to sleep at night.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep regardless.
In a separate bed. You sleep regardless.
Yeah.
No matter.
Yeah.
But for her, it'll be hard. Why?
Most likely.
Why would it be hard for her?
Well, probably because she has to sleep with that bra on. Now she's gonna wake up itching. Then she's gonna come to the room anyway and be like, hey, can you scratch this for me? Next minute, you know, you ain't in the bed with me and now, you know, safe hands.
Safe hands. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
All
but,
right.
You know, but yeah, but that's crazy, though. I don't know how people can do that with that separateness. Ooh, no.
Okay. Okay, then. Well, this was a good topic. This is, what, 8:33? Go ahead and wrap this one up. All right. Want to thank everyone that listened tonight. Appreciate everyone that came through. And be on the lookout for Three Voices, One Mic. We'll be back in a couple weeks. This will be the last episode for this podcast on stereo. We're gonna take a week off and we'll be on YouTube. So we'll be doing for the rest of the season, we'll be on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
So
we look forward to it. And as always, like, comment, share, subscribe. Tell a friend. We enjoy.
There's all. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh, you fine. You go ahead. I have safe hands right here, baby. I got you. Go ahead. I'm going to keep you afloat.
Okay, you talking about holding someone's titties. Don't make me feel comfortable if you're talking about some. You in good hands.
No.
I'm going to keep you afloat. I'm just joking.
I got you, baby bird.
Okay. If there's any topics that y'all want us to do, but like I said, we're moving this podcast to YouTube. You can email us at runandtellthat@gmail.com. So,
you can also find us on Instagram.
Yeah, you can find us
on Instagram. At runandtellthat podcast24.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on TikTok. And you can find us on Facebook. I think that's it. Yeah. And then we're on all podcast streaming platforms. So you can find us on iHeart, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So wherever you stream or download your podcast, you'll find us.
Oh, yeah. But we have one more message before we go.
Okay.
You know what? This is hilarious. Everything is depending on if this lady is sleeping with a bra on and she need her back scratched. This is hilarious. Okay, but what if it's not, you know, somebody like that? What if she just, you know, wants her alone time?
You
want to answer that one?
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. I would be sleeping at my house. And
sleep at home.
I'll be sleeping at home. But there's nothing wrong with taking a detour. I'll have no issues with holding your thigh as well. From time to time, I will take my hand and, you know, actually like roll over a little bit, and I'll slide my hand under. So when you lay back on your side will be on my hand. That's cool as well, you know. But on these vacations, preferred destination would be the breast. I will take thigh meat as well. And we will sail on down to, depending on if you land on your left side, that right butt cheek will be cool as well. There's no problems, no issues, you know. But outside of that, have you alone time, no issues with it. I'll be at the house.
Then you'll go to your house.
Oh, just know that I'm here for you.
So when she wants that alone time, you're just going to just take your ball and bag and take it on to the house, huh?
No, I'm letting you be alone like you said. We still good. I'm gonna talk to you to the house. I'm gonna talk to you go to sleep. We can be like it used to be when you was in middle school. Talk, you sleep, you know you sleep until you fall asleep. And then I'll be back.
I'll be on the phone. And be like, you sleepy? No, you sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy, but I ain't sleep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then somebody, aunt, mom, grandma, or something, a yell from the other room. If you don't get off that damn phone and take your ass goddamn sleep.
Yeah, it'll be like that. And then, in the morning when we talk, or you text me, you be like, "Dun, I really didn't get no good sleep." You know, you just get that emoji with the arms up, like shrugging. Sorry, baby. Dang, you want me to come by so you can get some good sleep tonight? Bring it in.
I got nothing.
Bring it in,
huh?
Yeah. Me and these hands are here for with love. Because we care about you and your well-being. You see how that sounds? That's how it goes. And now both of us done went to sleep.
There you go.
Yeah, now both of us sleeping at this moment.
Okay. Hey. Hey, that works. If it works for you, hey. Who am I?
But yeah, but I wouldn't have no problem with it, though. Actually, I wouldn't have no problem with it, you know. That's going to just be like, you'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be back. No. I feel like I did more sharing than what you did in this episode.
What are you talking about? What did you share? You said that you gotta go. You go to sleep with a titty, with something, with breast in your hand.
Let me tell you something. Don't you?
What did you say?
Special lady. Special lady has a breast. This ain't some scallywag down the street. Don't disrespect her like that.
I didn't know you were talking about. This is not.
Oh no, I'm just talking about in general. Serious. I'm still playing.
Oh, I thought you.
I do it for real though. I do it for real. I'm joking at the same time.
I thought this shit turned real quick on me.
Oh man.
Oh, so you do this shit for real? Okay.
I mean, yeah, I do it for real.
Feel bad for a minute.
Yeah. Feel bad for what? I mean, we sleep great.
You said she ain't no random. I said, oh shit, so this is real. I thought you were joking.
I'm saying she. No, I'm saying she's not a random because, you know, she's the one. You know, my hands are the catches, so I'm keeping that gravity up for her, you know.
Okay.
Pretty much, I'm just out here doing the Lord's work. Is all I'm saying. Don't I'm here for that. You. Do what?
Don't do that. Don't do
what?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Some have it,
but
some want it, and some got it.
On that note, we're gonna go ahead and close this one on out. You have any parting words? Go ahead and close out.
I do, but we'll save it for the next episode. That's all I'm saying.
No, you might as well because we're taking a week off. So go ahead while it's fresh on your mind.
Nah, it'll still be fresh then. Yeah, it'll still be fresh then. I'm lying like hell. I'm gonna forget.
Yeah, you might as well go and say it now.
Honestly, I had already forgot. So I didn't think we was gonna keep this back and forth going.
We gonna keep that. Okay. All right then. Well, we appreciate everyone that came through. We appreciate the messages. Like I said, we're taking a week off. And we'll be back. I don't remember what day that was. What day was that?
Week after next?
Yeah, week after next. So then we'll be on YouTube then. So, you know, bro, you gonna close it out?
I mean, we appreciate you. We thank you. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. I am Ro. This is Gerard. Our brother G-Man is down in the listener section. Yes, and he will be with us for the next episode.
Yes, he will.
We had some technical difficulties, which is why he wasn't able to join us for the festivities tonight. We'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Or, you know, I'll be in these stereo streets, so I will be busting to everybody's room as always while I'm at work. So I'll never say nothing, but I'll send you a message. That's my best I can do while I'm working.
All right.
From one piss and shit bucket to the next. Say what?
I'll probably be on stereo somewhere at some point this week.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I've been trying real to get quick, you though.
Real quick. Why that dumbass keep sending me an invite? I don't want to go to your damn TikTok.
I mean,
see your TikTok live. I don't want to see your TikTok live. I don't know why you sending me an invite.
Well, love hard. You know, just remember, people love hard.
I don't even know what that means. I'm about to go. This has been the weirdest closing of an episode that we had so far.
I'm not going to lie to you. I voted this morning and I got up super early. I got off. And so, yeah, it's been a long day.
Yeah. Yep, I know it is.
Yeah, so that's why I really don't have much.
I ain't got much either. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and close it out. All right.
But you do have a whole lot of passwords.
Oh, okay. Okay. So when you went on your drive, did you have your piss and shit bucket with you?
Absolutely.
You had your travel, left your home when that, left your old one in the trailer with no lights on. People gonna leave messages thinking like this shit is.
What
real.
Are they talking about? Oh, we got like, a message.
What the fuck are they talking about? All right.
Hi, Jared. Hi, RL24. What's up? Shout out to everyone, the listeners. Relationship downfall. Who is responsible? I think responsibility falls for both partners, depending on what happened in the situation. Much love, and I hope you have a great day.
And we appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
All right. All right, now seriously, we're going.
Yeah. We appreciate all y'all. Z, you've been great. I'll be bouncing in your room as well. We're going to get Gerard to put on his snazziest of clothing and have him hit these stereo streets with me.
I'm not going to respond to that. Like I said, I appreciate everyone being here. And we will see y'all in 2 weeks. All right. I'm out. Yeah. Fucking stupid.